This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Order!
House Speaker John Bercow, as he prepared the Assembly for the dramatic moment today after British Parliament finished voting a second time on a plan put forth by British Prime Minister Theresa May, the results were finally tabulated.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391.
Indeed, for the second time, British Parliament has voted down a plan for the UK to leave the EU, with time now preciously ticking away quickly before a March 29th deadline. The leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn.
The government has been defeated again by an enormous majority, and they must now accept their deal, their proposal. The one the Prime Minister has put is clearly dead and does not have the support of this House. And quite clearly, no deal must be taken off the table. We've said that before, and we'll say that again.
Mr. Corbyn said his party would put forward proposals which are about a negotiated customs union, access to the market, and protection of rights. He also said it was about time for a new election. Famous Hollywood parents, college coaches, test proctors, and a college administrator are among 50 people indicted in what prosecutors are calling the largest college admission scam ever prosecuted by the United States Department of Justice. Students were admitted into highly competitive elite schools after their parents allegedly paid William Rick Singer to arrange fake tests, fake credentials, and fake athletic accomplishments. The indicted included actors Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, Loughlin best known for her starring role in the 1990 sitcom Full House.
Well, thank you for asking, but actually I'm just changing planes in Denver because I'm going home to Nebraska for Christmas.
Yeah, I've always wanted to ski Nebraska.
You are so cute.
Both Huffman and Loughlin are charged with allegedly paying counselors and others hundreds of thousands of dollars to ensure their children were admitted to prestigious U.S.